So, dude, what do you think of my lack of beard?
I shaved
it off.
You had a beard?
Oh, come on. I was so proud of it. But then it got too much. Like, I felt like I had to trim it.
Did you get a haircut as well?
I did get a haircut yesterday. Yeah, thanks
for
noticing. Yeah,
it looks fresh, dude.
Oh, thank you, dude. I actually just came from the gym as well and hurried. You were kind of late. I hurried back home.
Jesus, so you went to the gym?
Yeah, I went today for the first time again because there's one close by. And I went there. There was a personal trainer there who also, yeah, he was like, hey. And then after like 20 minutes, I left again. He was like, bye.
What did you do?
I just did rolling. I ran and did some kettlebell swings, you know, for the hips.
Yeah.
As you said, it's good for the hips and good for the ladies, right? So
I've never done kettlebell swings, but that sounds really good.
Kettlebells?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Ferriss recommends it all the time. Like, it apparently makes your ass look really good and trains your arms and legs at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and it's a movement also, right? So, it's also cardio.
I think the movement stuff is probably really good. Probably really is good for your joints and all that.
Yeah, and also rolling. I thought I'm going to start rolling because I feel like I do a lot of pull-ups, right? And push-ups and like it goes like this. So I'm kind of, you know, kind of like
your
shoulders
go forward.
I think that
might be more from sitting though.
That too for sure. But I think rolling really counterbalances it because rowers have like the best posture. So also if you look at Arnold, he rolled a lot. And I was listening to Tim Ferriss's podcast with Hugh Jackman, which is really good by the way, and he was also recommending rowing. So I was like, okay, let's do it.
Do you mean Huge Jackman?
Huge Jackman?
Jackman.
That guy's jacked, dude. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the perfect Wolverine. Let's be honest. There's no better.
No, he's not. He's freaking jacked, and he's a great actor, but he's not the perfect Wolverine.
Who's the perfect Wolverine?
Well, the comic book Wolverine is the perfect Wolverine. They've only cast him once in live action, which was Hugh Jackman. Don't get me wrong, he did an amazing job.
He did an amazing job.
With the 18 years or whatever he portrayed that character. But there was a lot of stuff left to be desired in terms of, you know, the way, the kind of Wolverine he portrayed.
In the comic book, he's much more badass and cares less about people, right? Because in the movies, he's also kind of sweet.
Dude, in the movies, he's like a player who's really sad and has a dark past, but it's not really that dark and there's not really that much reason for him to be sad, but he's still sad, you know? They were like, let's get the best looking dude who kind of looks like Wolverine to play Wolverine, and then let's just, for no reason at all, make him really brooding and sad. That's kind of what they did with Wolverine. And then the real Wolverine has some real stuff to be sad about. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Okay.
Something.
I think he's great. I also loved him in Prestige because you really kind of...
Oh, dude. He's such a great actor.
Amazing. Yeah. And he's so likable. I listened to him on the podcast and he seemed very likable. He meditates
a lot. The greatest person ever, man.
Yeah. He seems to have a happy relationship with his wife. So super cool.
You don't know what happens behind closed doors.
Yes, true. But I guess the fact that they did not get a divorce already
I'm just messing you. Because you said like, he seems to have a great relationship. I love how you're like, I will not base all my decisions on this single podcast. I will withhold judgment.
Dude, I was thinking yesterday. So I was I'm watching this documentary series called The Defiant Ones on Netflix. Have you heard of it?
I think so. I think they've been pushing it, right?
Yeah, it's a bit older, but
yeah, and then
it's on Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine.
That's how I heard about it. I listened to this podcast where one of the guys is a huge rap fan.
Oh, okay, it's really good.
About how it was like the greatest interview ever.
It's really good because all of the it's really good and huge respect for those two guys. And you know, you watched Straight Outta Compton, right? The movie? Which is great, by the way. Oh, you haven't? Okay. It's really good. So, Dr. Dre leaves this one label and then eventually goes to this other guy's label.
He leaves Death Row Records and then he creates his own, right? Aftermath.
What?
Aftermath.
Oh, fuck. I'm not that far in the documentary, but... I mean, who cares? It's just a documentary.
Okay, well, I'm quoting from real life.
No, he left... He went to Death Row Records. But from somewhere else.
He left Interscope, I guess?
No, Interscope is the one he went to because that's Jimmy.
He went to after, Elvin. He left. Okay, right. Anyway, so he left.
So...
Maybe... Yeah, and then?
Yeah, so anyways, he... And then, so the guy who owned Death Row Records was this guy, Suge Knight. Shug. I think it's Death Row Records, yeah.
Shug.
A Shug. Oh, yeah, right. Suge. Not Suge. Shug. And I was just thinking, he went from being a really powerful record producer, record label, whatever, businessman, to killing someone and ending up in jail for like the next 30 years, 28 years or something. I was just thinking, wow, what a decline.
Shug?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he really did it, right? But why, if you already have a good life, why would you kill someone to go to jail for the rest of your life?
Who's Shug?
Yeah. He's in jail now for 28 years.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Prison,
He's a stupid idiot, man, that guy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you do that, you're... And yeah, he did kill someone, so it's...
Yeah.
You know, but
I mean, the guy, the stories you hear about this guy is like crazy. The guy was insane, man.
So. Yeah, I saw an interview. Then he threatened Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And got
he
his
hung him over a balcony.
Yeah.
And forced him to sign over half the royalties to death of his song to Death Row Records.
Insane. Insane.
Yeah. And he would do stuff like he would shoot the gun in the studio. He would threaten people with the gun if they couldn't, you know, record and stuff.
That's insane.
Or like sometimes guys would try and make a name for themselves. So they'd walk in and they'd be like, yo, I can be a rapper. And then they'd be like, I do some rapping. And if their rapping wasn't good, they'd beat him up and throw him out. It was like they were running the freaking, they were making music and producing records. But they were running it like a gang.
Jesus.
Yeah, the guy's nuts, man.
It's crazy that it still worked though, for a while.
It worked like all criminal enterprises or most criminal enterprises. It worked for like let's say 5 to 10 years, and then it came crashing down.
Well, I think most criminal organizations. Live longer than that, don't they?
But it's like a classic story, right? Of like people going too far, wanting too much, right? Like Scarface is the same, right?
Right. Yeah. I guess I was just interesting to me. I thought like, wow, he can just live as a millionaire. He can just live really well, and then now he's in jail for the rest of his life.
But it's not about the money, man.
But I mean, idiot.
It's
right?
about the but power.
Did you like Scarface the movie?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie.
You think? I thought.
You need people. I am me. I don't know. You didn't say I'm the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. You're the bad guy. Okay, that wasn't...
Sounds
that
a bit like best. Batman.
it's just Batman.
That was good. Like, it was good. It sounded more I'm like the older bad. Al Pacino, though. The younger Tony Montana one. He's a bit
the bad guy.
Less raspy.
Say hello to my little friend. Oh, my God. That was so good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really good.
I always wondered...
Say hello to my little friend.
That was good. He also does always this
Al Pacino.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I think your computer shut down again.
No, it's good. It's good. Don't worry.
Is it? Oh, okay. We're having some technical difficulties or have been in the past, so we have to make sure. Okay, cool. Yeah, is it working? Ah, no.
It's all good.
Okay. Tony Montana, huh? Al Pacino. Hoo-ha. Oh, Irish. That's what also Navy SEALs say. Hoo-ha. Navy SEALs.
Yeah, dude, you know what the greatest movie ever is?
What?
Lone Survivor.
Is that the one with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. Oh, that's actually a pretty good one, by the way.
That's a really... That's like one of the, my favorite movies.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy in there called... Anyways, his name is Michael something, and he's like the leader of the SEAL team. Dude, this guy is the greatest human being in the world.
The actor Legit. Or in real life?
No, they're in real life. And the actor is also the greatest human being for portraying this person. But like by proxy. And this guy is the great... Dude, this guy, he went to... He would like... There were people who... Oh, I mean, of course, you know, when people pass away, you know, this happens. But I think legit, this guy was like the nicest... He was like the captain of the football team, but also like the nicest guy ever. And he would protect people from being bullied and stuff like that. Like, that's there was cool, only positive... Like, really ridiculously positive stories about this guy. Yeah. And then he like became a lawyer. And 1 year into being a lawyer, he was like...
I don't want to...
I don't know, man. I need to serve my country. So he quits at like 23, 24, I guess it must have been. And then he's like, he joins the army. And he doesn't just join the army. He becomes a freaking Navy SEAL. And then he doesn't just become a Navy SEAL. He becomes like the commander of like a unit or whatever. Wow. I don't know how the designations work.
That's
but
amazing.
But yeah, he was the one who in the movie was like, they were like, yo, man, because they caught these goat farmers, right? You know, they caught these, like, the farmer and his two kids.
Yep.
And they were like, yo, we got to execute them, you know, because otherwise they'll reveal our position. And he was the one who made the call. No, you let them go and we abort the mission, you know.
But then that was their demise?
That was their demise, yeah.
Oh, man.
But he was the one who made the call to even though those, they ended up, those, like, the farmer ended up betraying him, or the kids at least, they ran down and basically notified the, I guess the Taliban or whatever, that, you know, the Navy SEALs were hanging around up there. But he made the call not to kill them because it's against the rules of war, you know, to kill civilians. And right. But they could have easily killed them and just buried them there and no one would have known.
Right. You know? They could have also tied them up, I guess. But
I think... No, what did they do?
It might have been also...
They did tie them up for a bit. I forget, but there was a good reason why they did what they did. But yeah. And then I think also they like severely underestimated how long they would have to escape. Because... For some reason, they severely underestimated that. Okay. Because they ended up getting ambushed pretty quickly, you know? Like, the people caught up to them pretty quickly.
Did you see the real guy, the guy who survived? Did you see him in real life?
I saw an interview with him, yeah.
Jesus, he looks so scary, man.
Does he?
Yeah. Because he's so stern. Like, it's insane. And he has, I think, a brother who looks... Or twin brother, even. They look very similar. Huge! Huge.
Different.
And they just look, they don't laugh at all, they look stern. And oh. I remember something Perry something, the former governor of Texas, he ran for president in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Perry something. And
Mac
he had
Perry.
What?
Mac Perry.
No.
Luke Perry.
No, that's an actor, right? Yeah, no.
Okay.
But he... Anyway, so he ran for president, and for the announcement at the rally, he had the two Navy SEALs next to him, the lone survivor and his brother. And not next to him, but like he...
His brother's also
he was
a Navy
flanked
SEAL?
By both. Yeah. Wow. They were both SEALs. And so he was flanked by both, and they looked like the biggest... Like, it looked like a mafia. I can show you them, but it looked so... It did not portray a good picture because it was a bit scary. You know, it looked intimidating. And yeah. Obviously he wanted to have a different picture because they're, you know, they're veterans and stuff. But it just looked really scary, I think. That
the amount of freaking Navy SEALs that died on that mission is terrible, man. It's terrible. Because those are like the most elite freaking soldiers, man.
Yeah, like, and they cost the government a lot of money too.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, those guys. Yeah, but those guys, man. Like, those guys are freaking. You know, like they pick out the guys, the people who are really like you can't pick. You can't. You know, it's not everyone who can be like that. Very few people can be like that high level. You know.
Yeah.
And all those guys freaking died, man. It sucks. They all got freaking. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, the
whole situation sucks.
There was also a case where a helicopter got shot down and it was full of Navy SEALs.
It was in that lone survivor thing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
The rescue helicopter got shot down.
Right, with Navy SEALs, so
he literally was the lone survivor because it was like not just the team of three or four, whatever, that went out to do this mission, but also the rescue helicopter was shot down. So like,
man,
he it was terrible.
That sense of brotherhood, man, that's amazing. Like they, you know, they risk their own life.
Have you seen the movie?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so what did you think of the end?
Someone helps him, right? Like I thought that was also amazing. Like someone risked his own life and his family's life to because he wasn't affiliated with the Taliban, I think, but he brought him in, right? And then rescued his life and saved him. Man, I think people like that also do. Like, if I were the American government, I'd give them a visa immediately. I think they might have because they're, you know, they risk their own life and they're in constant danger now.
Yeah.
They might have gotten a visa for
you. Did you see that the guy visited him again?
Yeah. Super cool, man.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if he visited them in the U.S. or was it in there again? Because
dangerous. I think, I wonder as well because what he would have to go through some dangerous territory. But it's a great story and it's a true story, and he actually was saved by this clan or town where they say that if a stranger comes. Their tradition is that if someone, a stranger comes and asks for help, they have to protect them. It's like
that's
part
awesome,
of their
man.
Religion. So that's really why cool. They stood up to the, you know, local Taliban. They were like, get out, you know.
Dude, would you like to be a Navy SEAL? I always would love to. I just would have loved to gotten the training. Just the toughness, ability.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't think there's, I think that if you're like something like that, if you're like a Navy SEAL, it's like something for life, and you know you have to go through a lot to get there. But I think if you get it, it's like probably something you can be proud of for the rest of your life. But then again, I don't know if I could handle all the crazy because a lot of these guys, like a lot of SAS and Navy SEAL guys. The ones we see are like they're doing fine or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them who end up exactly the same like a lot of other veterans.
PTSD.
You know,
yeah,
they end
up
alcoholics or PTSD or whatever because they have to do some real rough shit, you know? So
yeah.
I don't know if I could handle that stuff, you know? That's the kind. Of course, all we see is like the glorious stuff. Like they're being paraded. Sometimes they'll be standing next to governors or, you know, we'll see like the cool parts in the movies and things like that.
But
do I want to be dead? No, I don't want to be dead. A
also
lot of them die
paralyzed.
As well, right?
Yeah, and imagine, I mean, worse than dying yourself. I mean, that's already bad. But seeing your best friends and buddies die or get paralyzed, I mean, that must be tough.
Yeah.
That must be tough. I 100%. Think that's the worst thing, yeah. 100%. Also, American Sniper, by the way, I really like that movie, too.
I didn't watch
really
it.
Good. You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't watch it because I thought, like, oh, this is just a ripoff of Lone Survivor.
No.
And then also like the guy I knew the guy because he had made up this story about how Jesse Ventura, who I guess is controversial, but like Jesse Ventura had like
because you know, of course you have to protect your wrestling buddies, right? Of course, wrestling idols.
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah, he was bad mouthing all of veterans, so I punched him.
Wasn't Jesse Ventura also in SEAL though?
Yes. And they were chilling at a SEAL event. And the rumor was that Jesse Ventura was speaking badly about all veterans. And then and then Kyle punched him. And then Jesse like left the bar or something. And it turned out that story was completely made up. So.
Well.
So then I was like, wow, if the guy made up that story, what other stories has he made up? And then also I just heard rumors. I mean, I just read this in places about that the guy was a real psychopath. Like he took a lot of joy apparently, like doing the thing he did and, you know,
I mean, it is a bit weird that we celebrate a good sniper. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's a good killer. In a weird way.
The whole situation seemed very weird with him. I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't know. I only watched the movie, but it's so ironic and sad that he did die the way he did, right? He died at a shooting range in the U.S. trying to help a veteran. So he just took a veteran out to kind of... Yeah,
like and the guy was disturbed, right? And shot.
Yeah, he had severe PTSD, and then he imagined that Chris Kyle was trying to shoot him or kill him. That's what he brought, and then he killed him first. Yeah, insane.
Yeah, but so yeah. I don't think I would want to be a SEAL actually. Now that,
but the training, man, dude, I'd love to have.
Yeah,
that
the training would be great. I mean, great in the sense that like I'd be happy once it's over.
Yeah. But I mean, really, because it trains you for life, I believe. And I was talking to this one guy. I met him in Korea. He was actually this, I won't say which country, but he was at a special forces of a European country, and he then, you know, didn't work there anymore, and he was traveling, and he wanted to do another job. Anyways, he was kind of open about it because he did not get to the more serious stuff yet. So only he told me about the training only, but he said. What they're looking for, and he said a lot of psychos go there because, you know, so psychos and people who are super focused on this because it was their life mission and dream to be an elite soldier. So they've been training since they're teenagers. And he said what the instructors are looking for is not a guy who can do 100 push-ups, let's say. They're looking for a guy who can do only 70 push-ups, but in his mind, he will never give up until he gets to the 100. That's what they're looking for.
Oh, snap.
I thought that was crazy. Really interesting.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he said, but like you're constantly like lifting and you have to walk around with a bag of like 40 kilos, 30 kilos of equipment. So he said like your joints will be shit after a while. Like,
really?
Fine. Yeah. He said, if you look at the older guys, the veteran or the older guys there, like they all have knee problems and joint problems, all that stuff.
Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, they have to traverse like rocky areas or like swamps, everything, every terrain imaginable. Yeah. Man, like in the Lone Survivor movie, they were hiking across these insane mountains with all their freaking gear.
Yeah.
And then it was just crazy what they were doing, man. It was just insane.
But can you imagine like the amount of, I mean, I'm sure... There must be some torture training involved too, both ways, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, I know that I watched this reality show about the S, like they take in like
SAS
people, reality contestants, and they put them to SAS training,
Which is the British Special Forces for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So a little segue. My dad went to Iraq to do a mission there, right? And by mission, I mean a UN mission, not a
real people
mission. And he was there for some time, and he said that the guy who was training, because they had to train before, like hostage situations and stuff, before they could enter Iraq. And he said the guy who was training them there was an ex-SAS soldier. And he said that the final exam of an SAS soldier is they take you, kind of, I guess they blindfold you, they fly you in like a plane, and then they drop you somewhere after some hours, and they give you a knife and a compass, and it's your job to get back home. They drop you like in the middle of like the Congo or something.
Jesus.
They'll drop you in like a random area of the world, and then if you get caught, they'll deny you exist. That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah, they'll deny you exist.
So they drop you off in like enemy territory?
They'll drop you off wherever, apparently, according to him. I mean, probably what they won't do is drop you off, like, on the Ukraine-Russian border, where there's, like, war every night.
Yeah, but also not enemy territory. I can't imagine.
Yeah, like, they'll probably not drop you. They'll probably drop you in, like, a harrowing place, but, like, not in a place that's actively against the country, you know.
Okay.
Like, actively against England or whatever.
Jesus.
Then again, which country, I mean, yeah. Like, they won't put you somewhere where, like, if people see you, they'll execute you. Like, certain parts of Afghanistan or the west of Pakistan is also probably not the best place for a British soldier. But, yeah, so...
Yeah, but what I mean is, don't you think they go through training how to, first of all, obviously they have to go through this training, how to survive torture, but I'm sure there's also some methods they learn how to extract information out of their enemies.
Yeah, dude.
Right? I mean, the CIA, yeah. I'm sure, goes through this too. And
yeah. You just gotta tickle your fucking enemies, then they'll tell you everything, man. That shit's torture, dude.
I guess. Yeah. What would your torture be? Like, listen to people criticizing wrestling for a couple of hours?
What would be the worst torture for me? I think I can think of certain things that are worse than people criticizing wrestling. Like, I don't know. Like,
criticizing your stand-up?
Pulling my teeth or sticking knives into my nails.
Ah, dude, let's not get so graphic. What about if someone criticizes your stand-up or heckles you the whole time?
No, I think that the teeth pulling would be worse than that. I think I can handle someone criticizing my stand-up.
Ah, damn.
I don't think I could handle someone pulling my nails out or pulling my teeth. Or.
Dude, this is super interesting because I was listening to Tony Robbins and, freaking Tony Robbins, I freaking love him. And he was talking about a friend of his who... was a POW, a prisoner of war in the Vietnam War. And he was in a prison camp for 7 years.
Is his name Senator John McCain?
No, not John McCain, someone else. But after hearing that, gained respect for John McCain because, I mean, it's insane what they go through, right? And they're treated like shit. And this guy was... what happened? I think he was paralyzed afterwards. And he... was in a really small room, like I think 1 meter by 1 meter or something for 7 years. And I think a lot of that was also in something like that. And he was in solitary confinement and all this stuff. And they kept trying to convert him to be a traitor, all that stuff. He never broke. And he said many of the other guys, the other soldiers he got captured with, committed suicide over the years because they just couldn't handle it anymore. But he remained, focused and said, this will be over one day and stuff. And it's just insane how human minds can work, you know, and under the worst circumstances, some people still thrive. And he said it was the best experience for him because that trained his mind. And what he did was basically, I think he only focused on the things he can control. So even if they give him food and the shittiest food ever, he can control when to eat it, how much to eat it at, you know. Do I eat it all at once? Do I eat it like half? I think that's the kind of stuff he was focusing on and just his mindset. And then, I mean, insane. 7 years.
That's crazy. That sounds really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, can you imagine being a prisoner of war? I mean, that must have been horrible.
So you don't think they were serving him pho, do you think?
No, man. Banh mi, you mean? Banh mi and all that stuff? That would have been nice, but no. No. Wow, you're so stern. You're so...
You just broke... I couldn't hear you for a second. You just broke up. Technical difficulties.
Okay. Oh, shit. No, man.
But anyways,
no.
What do you think happens if he asks for extra coriander and...
That was a torture. They just refused to hand him the extra coriander. For cilantro.
He's like, the hoisin sauce has run out. Can I have some more hoisin sauce? They're like, no. You join Viet Cong or die. Here's your pho for today.
Is it? Yeah, but I mean, honestly, respect to them that they survive. That's insane. I'm sure also, I mean, Vietnamese prisoner of wars, I'm sure, were also treated badly, right? So,
oh,
kudos,
dude,
to them that they survived.
I mean, not to dump on Vietnam because I love their food, but I'm pretty sure that the Vietnamese prisoners of war were treated 100 times better than the American POWs in Vietnamese.
I mean, that's what I also heard about the Second World War. Like, the Germans who got captured by the US, they were actually very often quite happy. Because often they actually had more food than from the German government.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
So
yeah.
They're like, I heard of this one story. This guy actually was even transferred to the US, that he was a prisoner of war there. And it was so relaxed there. Like, they were just playing football, soccer. And they even had like what do you say? To make it clear where the field is. You know, like white powder, right? And then he was asking, what is this? And they said, oh, flour. And he was just thinking, wow, in my country, in Germany, people are starving. And we are using flour just to highlight where, like, the end of the field is. It's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then obviously the gulags, the Soviets' prison camps were horrible, right? Yeah. Why are you?
Those were the worst, man. They send you to Serbia. Not Serbia.
Siberia.
What's it called? Siberia. Jesus, man.
Many died there, yeah.
Jesus. I knew a guy. One of my
went there?
Neighbors.
What?
No, yes.
Really?
So when I was a kid, he died in 96, I guess, or 94. And he was born at the turn of the century. So he was born in 1900. And he was Austrian, but he trained horses for the Ethiopian king before the Second World War. And then he went to England during the war or something. And my dad speculates that he was a spy for the English then, because when he returned to Austria, he was chilling, and then he went to like visit a girlfriend in the, across the Danube, you know, like 5 kilometers away or whatever. And then the Russians, they caught him and they arrested him and they sent him to Siberia. And then he was in Siberia for like 5 years or 7 years.
Damn.
Until the Russians left Austria. And then also what they did was they must have sent back a lot of the Austrian prisoners of war they had.
Well, all of them, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. And
wow, that's
he was
insane,
one of them.
Though, man. Jesus.
But 7 years he was in freaking Siberia just because he wanted to visit his girlfriend officially. My dad thinks he was on like spy business.
Spy mission. Who knows, man? I'm sure there were so many spies.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure lots of people. And I mean, he spoke English. He learned English, I guess, when in the time he spent in Ethiopia training horses. And I guess back then that was a big asset, you know, being able to speak English and being an Austrian.
Yeah. I mean, I love spy stories, dude. Do you have any other recommendations?
Yeah, but we can do it next episode.
Because we have to wrap up, you mean? We only talked about Navy SEALs.
Rap is crap.
All right, let's wrap it up then. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We talked about Navy SEALs and what else did we talk about?
I think people, if they made it this far, I think they know what we talked about. You don't have to like summarize. I think we're in English. Summarize in the conclusion. Summarize all 3 points you have made.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. Please congratulate Ali for he's gonna move to a new apartment soon. Woo 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 woo.
Thanks, man.
That's how I congratulate people, man. Woo 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 woo.
That's kind of your thing, like when you're filming like other people's sets, they'll make a joke and then and then you'll hear the person who's filming go like woo woo woo. And it's you.
Dude, I feel like I'm the loudest laugher during a comedy set.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. But I don't mind.
You
I
and
think
Francesco.
Francesco and... You know, there are certain people I love hearing to laugh. Like, I always tell him, I freaking love when I'm doing a set and I hear Dio Katunga.
Oh, yeah, he's got a great
when
laugh.
He, yeah, he's amazing. And when he laughs, like, I freaking love his laugh. It's always such a good...
It's like a real
Dio?
Fun...
No, no, no.
Huh?
Dio or Francesco?
Dio. How does it go?
No. I can't do an impression because he might think we're making fun of him.
But
no. I mean it in the best way. Like I always tell him like...
It's like a real...
He laughs like... kind of
like
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I freaking... I really messed that up. But you, the way you did it was a bit like Francesco, right? You can do a great impression. And Francesco has a great laugh too.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
No.
Come on.
I'm not going to mock someone's laugh.
No, you're not mocking him because he has a great laugh.
On the
podcast, he has a great
laugh.
All right, okay. But.
There you go. Freaking A. Now if he comes after me, then you better protect me. Dude,
he's amazing. And also, I was at a show where you can heckle. The audience could heckle the comedians. And he handled it so well. Like, he was so good at both heckling and from... Yeah, he's really good. He's really good. Anyway, so thank you so much, guys, for listening. Please follow Ali on Instagram at Ali the Hasnain and me, Pascal Hausberger. We upload the video on YouTube and upload the promo on Instagram. We're going to be on Spotify and other platforms like Apple Podcasts. So please follow us there. And yes, yeah, stay tuned for, I'll put an episode every single week, every Sunday. And yes, guys, please keep doing the Glamazon pose. Ali's doing one right now.
Delta Force pose.
Delta Force is Green Berets, right?
No, or Delta Force is like an ultra secret. They don't exist officially.
Right, but it's
not
the Navy SEALs.
Even better than SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, that's what they say, but...
Than the Navy SEALs, sorry. They're even better than the Navy SEALs.
Is that true, you think?
Yeah, they don't officially exist. And none of the missions they've accomplished officially happened.
But that's the thing, like, so they recruit from the Navy SEALs, I'm sure, right?
I guess, yeah.
Apparently, many
well, what
also.
What the hell? You wrapped it up, and now you're. now
I know. I'm just so interested in Navy SEALs. I freaking love the whole story. But yeah. Anyways, well, thanks everyone for listening, and stay around for the next times, and please, if you have any questions, by the way, please send it our way. Video would be great, but audio is fine as well, and we're gonna play it during the episode. So please just write us an email, or just actually write us a DM on Instagram. That would be best. Thanks, guys.
Delta Force out.